Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle is with us. We're talking about automotive tips that both of us believe that you absolutely need to consider doing for yourself. And Kyle recommended a torque wrench. If you are not familiar with how tight to tighten fasteners, nuts, bolts, etc., drain plugs, you can look up the torque specs for that particular vehicle, and you can use a torque wrench. And that'll take a little bit of getting used to as well. A torque wrench, there are a couple different kinds. There's the digital readout, which has a battery, which I do not recommend in under any circumstances, because I don't like things that have batteries that need to be replaced, because I don't know how often I'm going to be able to get the batteries or how accurate the sensors will be over time that are in those devices. So I use mechanical torque wrenches. There's a kind that has a click feature, and you just turn the grip to the specific torque, and you tighten that fastener, and it will click when you reach that torque. You can get them for about $20, Harbor Freight brand. They're not great, but they work. And we've got a complete set of quarter-inch, 3/8 drive, and half-inch here at the farm, and we, you know, they're not the most accurate, but they're acceptable. So we might keep them in the toolbox of the truck, you know, as we travel if we need something, you know, for a somewhat accurate measurement. That would be fine for the do-it-yourselfer, about $20. But I wouldn't spend $100 on a torque wrench if you're a do-it-yourselfer and, you know, you're not a professional mechanic. So that's one thought. Kyle, any comments about that?
Yeah, you know, the crazy thing about those kind of great tools sometimes, which is a torque wrench, is I'm talking about not the Harbor Freight, but I'm talking about just torque wrenches. Vince, in 1 week, I couldn't believe my luck, but a hit in garage sales. You can find people that are younger people that their dad died or something along that line, or their husband died, and, you know, they're just having their son or daughter sell off everything, all of his tools and things like that. In 1 week of garage sailing, I bought a Matco, which is a very good brand, click type half inch drive torque wrench for $7 at a garage sale. And the same week, I found one that was a Snap-on for $15. And I was just so excited. I couldn't believe it. And I've had them now for, I don't know, at least 4 years each, you know, because I got them in the same week. But they work perfect, you know, and I like the click much better than anything else. Anyway, that's my opinion. But you can use, usually if you get a good quality one and you get the, there's also the type of a torque wrench that has a long, tiny little rod on top, and at the bottom of this rod, closer to your handle, there's a gauge, and this little rod is kind of like a needle, and it will move as you put torque on the bolt or nut or whatever it is you're trying to tighten down. The rod stays the same, but the handle itself you're pulling against. And so there's a little readout on there. And it's kind of difficult sometimes to be able to read exactly where you're at. And some of them, if you're not careful, the little rod is bent and tends to get caught up in, you know, along as you go, and you'll either over tighten or not get it quite correct. I use my clicker types to test the ones that have, because I have a couple of them also that have the little long needle that runs down the top of the wrench. And I use the clicker type to test them just to kind of see how accurate they are. And the little needle type, the ones that I have anyway, have been very accurate. I mean, they're right there with the clicker, but it's not as precise. So I prefer the clicker type for sure.
Okay. So I just looked it up. I have both types. Back in the 70s when I was building race engines, I used the pointer type that you're talking about with the needle. And it was probably around $20 or $30 back then. SK Wayne brand, which is now called SK Tools. I'm looking at eBay. Craftsman 3/8 Torque Wrench, $5 current bid, $12.80 shipping. So if no one bids on it, or there's one bid right now, it looks like this is possible that you can get this torque wrench for $20 for a Craftsman brand. That would be with the pointer. So you might, but that would be difficult to use under a vehicle. Okay, if you're going to be under a vehicle and you can't really see what you're doing, and you're reaching under there with, you know, without a lift, you might want the kind with the clicker. I would suggest that. Kyle, antifreeze. Back in the 1940s and 1950s, I remember my grandfather saying, I got to check the alcohol. Now, what he meant was, in the radiator of his Ford car was alcohol mixed with water. And the reason for that was, there were always the problems of the radiators and engines freezing in the wintertime. So if you live in the cold weather and it gets below 32 degrees, water freezes at 32, it will burst the radiator, it will burst the block, and, you know, catastrophic damage if you don't have a way of protecting the engine cooling system from freezing. So they used to use alcohol, roughly 50% alcohol, wood alcohol with 50% water. The problem with that is that there's a water pump that needs lubricant. So the alcohol was not a very good lubricant. It would cause the water pumps to fail prematurely. Also, the another thing that the cooling system needs is an anti-corrosion inhibitor. So you want, number one, you don't want the alcohol to evaporate. Number two, you want a water pump lubricant. And number three, you want a cooling system corrosion inhibitor, all of which alcohol did not do very well. So later on in the 60s, became popular ethylene glycol, the green antifreeze. Now, that was a slippery, slimy stuff, and it had the water pump lubricant. It had the anti-corrosion feature, the corrosion inhibitor, and it had anti-boil over and anti-freeze, and it did everything. It was really good. And it was good for a couple years. Now, what you could have done back then is you could have bought a can of water pump lubricant and corrosion inhibitor, and you could have just put in like a soda can full of that and topped off the antifreeze, and you'd be good for a couple more years. Well, what's happened since then is that the cooling systems have gotten very complex because of the different metals in the cooling system. So instead of having brass and copper and iron in the block, now you have aluminum, maybe some brass in the heater core, and you may have some steel, and you have some iron. And now all of these different metals will tend to generate electricity through the electrolyte, which is the coolant or antifreeze flowing through them, and they will self-destruct. So you need to change the coolant, and I'm going to use antifreeze as a synonym for coolant, because if you live where it's cold, it's antifreeze. If you live where it's hot, it's coolant. So I'll use antifreeze. The point is, if you do not change your antifreeze at the appropriate level, which might be 3, 4, 5 years, what happens is the head gaskets tend to fail. The intake manifold gaskets tend to fail where a coolant or antifreeze flows through them. And the heater cores and the radiators tend to fail. And the valving that controls the heating and cooling system tend to fail. So what I'm saying is, you absolutely, positively need to pay attention to changing your antifreeze and flushing it out. And the way to do it is, well, first of all, pets would love it because it tastes sweet, and it'll kill them. I mean, very quickly. You know, a couple sips of antifreeze, and they're going to die. Cats, dogs, etc. So you got to be really careful what you do with this. You can pour it down the drain. That's probably the preferred method, as I've read, for disposing of antifreeze. It won't destroy the septic system. It won't destroy the city water system. But that's the recommended way. Some people will take it to the automotive shop and bring it back to them. They don't want it either. But anyway, there's a flush kit. It's called Prestone Mix, one P-R-E-S-T-O-N-E, an old name in cooling systems. Prestone Flush and Fill Kit, $3.44 at Walmart. And it's this yellow spout. You take out the radiator cap. You put in this yellow spout. It has a anti-drain back fill hose adapter for your garden hose. And it has a T-adapter and two hose clamps. And you literally cut one of the hoses. They tell you which one going to your heater system, your heater core. And then you can flush the radiator. Get out the old antifreeze, drain it out, and then refill it. What are your thoughts about that, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Vince. You need to flush it out. I do mine approximately every 3 years, pretty much. And the crazy thing is, if your system is in good shape, the antifreeze is going to look good. Like mine, when I flush it out of there, it almost always looks really good, you know, but it's losing its corrosion resistance. Whether you can see it or not, you can't see inside the engine.
And to make matters worse, that's absolutely correct. And so what happens is, class, if you have to replace a head gasket, you're looking at maybe $1,000, depending on the engine. If you have to replace a heater core, maybe $1,000. And a heater core, I'm going to replace one on the Jeep. Our son and I are going to do it. Maybe if the weather ever breaks, 20 degrees, we're going to work on it. But the heater core costs us around $20, but it's going to take hours to put it in. And this is in a real simple Jeep. Crank up windows, no floor mats, no air conditioning. I'm four cylinder. Everything's easy to get to, really easy to get to. Take a half a day probably. By the time we've, flushed it, drained it, filled it, replaced the heater core, $20 part. Now, if it were a complex vehicle like a Land Rover or a Jaguar or something like that, you might be looking at, half a day's labor or more. And it can be extremely expensive. And all you have to do to prevent most of that damage is to change the antifreeze at the recommended level. But it's not that simple. It's not that simple because there are all different kinds of antifreeze. And I'm not kidding. And I'm just going to go by colors. So there's pink, and there's orange, and there's blue, and there's green, and there's yellow, and there's light yellow. And some of them cannot be mixed with the others. And so you're going to have to do your research and look up your vehicle, make, model, engine, all that, and get several references to tell you exactly, and look at the owner's manual, exactly what that correct antifreeze is for your vehicle. Because some of them are not compatible with others. Some of them say, oh, you can add this, you can top off with this. But that doesn't mean you can fill it with it. That just means you can add a little bit of one color to mix with another color. And there's a universal. And the universal is not really universal. It's you can top off with the universal. So Asian vehicles take one kind, Fords take one kind, Chrysler's may take another, General Motors may take another, European vehicles may take another, and it's really complicated, and I absolutely, positively would not trust the guy at Walmart, or the gal at Walmart, or the guy or gal at the auto parts store to tell me which kind I need. I wouldn't do it. Kyle?
I agree completely. Vince, I just got a question for you. My experience with usually I like General Motors stuff, but my experience with the Dexcool from General Motors, the kind of a pinkish red stuff that they use has not been good. What's your opinion?
Yeah, we use the Dexcool approved General Motors fluids, but not the Dexcool brand. We'll be right.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about automotive repairs and maintenance. Kyle asked me the question about the GM DexCool. So DexCool is a GM's terminology for their antifreeze product. And do we use their brand? No, we do not. Now, we have plenty of, we have a lot of vehicles here, class. I really don't want to tell you how many. You'd say, you'd think I was nuts. But we have a lot of vehicles here at the farm. And many of them are General Motors. And many of them are Mercedes. And we've got one Dodge. But the answer is, we, for General Motors, we use AutoZone's brand, house brand of antifreeze. And we use also Prestone's brand of antifreeze. And we also use Xerox brand of antifreeze and one other, Valvoline. So those are the brands that we use. Now, why do we use AutoZone's DexCool equivalent? And the reason is because when we buy antifreeze, we don't buy it by the gallon. We buy it by the trailer load. And I'm not exaggerating. We have a 10-foot long trailer. It's 6.5 feet wide. And we will negotiate once a year when AutoZone has a sale. We will negotiate prices lower than the sale price. And we'll say, we'll come out with a trailer and we'll buy your antifreeze. And what they have to do, literally, and this is no exaggeration, when we negotiate over the phone with them about what we'll pay, they have to collect antifreeze from other stores because they don't have enough in one store. So they might go to 4 or 5 stores and accumulate the antifreeze for us when we go pick it up. So we buy it like equivalent of a pallet load at a time, and we get a lower price. So we are happy with the Xerox, the Prestone, and the AutoZone brands of antifreeze. But we use a lot of it, and the reason we use a lot of it is we have a lot of machinery here, and we also fix other people's cars. But you must use the correct antifreeze, and generally speaking, do not mix it. Because if you use the wrong antifreeze, you can seriously and permanently damage your heater core. And then what will happen is when you turn the heat on, or you start your vehicle, whether it be the summer or the winter, you'll see what looks like steam coming out of your vents. And that's really antifreeze mixed with water. And you'll be breathing it. And it's not a good idea. So you will have a coolant leak over time if you do not change your antifreeze at the appropriate level. And it's extremely expensive. And it can all be, or almost all be, avoided. So how long does a heater core last? Well, I can tell you that our 1994 Jeep now needs a heater core. So that's an antique now. It's 26 years old plus, right? That's how long they last. Now, the new ones are, you know, the lightweight, new and improved, flimsy design. The old ones were made out of brass. The new ones are made out of aluminum, and they don't last as long. So bottom line is you really need to take care of your cooling system. You absolutely, positively must. Do not ignore it. Kyle?
Yeah, you know, Vince, when DexCool first came out, many years ago, I can't remember exactly when that was, but I remember being in the dealership, and I just started there at that time. And there was a people that came in driving an SUV with a, it had the, they were still driving. It is one of the first years they came out with that 4.3. Anyway, it was some type of a little SUV. It's been a long time, so I don't remember exactly what it was. But anyway, they had driven this thing. And they had added coolant to it, regular old antifreeze green coolant to this vehicle. And they were up in Glacier Park, and they'd come in because for some goofy reason their car had overheated, but it was new, so under warranty, right? And so they drove it all the way to the dealership, overheated. And the reason is what they had done is the DexCool had reacted to the type of coolant that they had put in there and had turned to sort of a jelly-like substance. So what you're saying is, and it literally ruined the engine, and they had to pay for a new engine. General Motors would not cover that. But anyway, it was interesting too, because it says right on there, use only this DexCool type, coolant, you know? And so anyway, what you're saying as far as not mixing them can be very critical.
Mm-hmm. And, if I were in a jam and I were overheating, I'd wait till the engine cooled. And if had to keep moving, I would use just pure water.
Yeah.
Another antifreeze. And I would not trust the guy behind the counter at the store to tell me which one. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The second impeachment of President Trump will move forward.
On this vote, the yeas are 56, the nays are 44, and pursuant to S.R.S. 47, the Senate having voted in the affirmative on the foregoing question, the Senate shall proceed.
Contra Costa County authorities issued a public health advisory Tuesday afternoon after a Chevron refinery in Richmond, California, began spilling petroleum into the San Francisco Bay. A spokesman for Chevron said refinery employees noticed a sheen in the water about 3 p.m. Pacific and alerted authorities. The leak was stopped about 5 p.m. after dumping roughly 600 gallons of a petroleum and water mixture. Richmond is about 9 miles northeast of the Golden Gate Bridge. United Arab Emirates Hope Probe successfully made it into orbit around Mars Tuesday, enlisting the Arab nation into an elite class of spacefaring nations. With Hope, the UAE is now the fifth nation to operate an orbiter around Mars. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By a vote of 56 to 44, the Senate concluded it is constitutional to impeach President Trump. Impeachment manager Jamie Raskin of Maryland.
Members of Congress in the House, anyway, were removing their congressional pins so they wouldn't be identified by the mob as they tried to escape the violence. Our new chaplain got up and said a prayer for us, and we were told to put our gas masks on. And then there was a sound I will never forget, the sound of pounding on the door like a battering ram, the most haunting sound I ever heard, and I will never forget it.
Trump lawyer David Schoen.
It is an honor to appear in this historic hall of democracy, yet today that honor is tempered by an overriding feeling of grave concern. Grave concern for the danger to the institution of the presidency that I believe even convening these proceedings indicates. The joy I believed I would feel if I ever had the great privilege of appearing before this body is replaced by sadness and pain. My overriding emotion is, frankly, wanting to cry for what I believe these proceedings will do to our great, so long enduring, sacred Constitution and to the American people on both sides of the great divide that now characterizes our nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So very quickly, class, how much is it going to cost to flush your cooling system? Well, $3.44 for the fill-in flush kit, the Prestone one. Also, Peak, P-E-A-K, makes one. They also make antifreeze. Their antifreeze is fine as well. So you can get that fill-in flush kit. It will let you hook your garden hose up to your cooling system, and it will reverse flush the old antifreeze out. Just make sure it runs downhill where pets, you know, will not drink it because it'll kill them. And do your research and learn how to do it before you do it. And how much is the antifreeze going to cost? Well, you can buy antifreeze for about roughly $15 a gallon or less, or more, depending on what kind it needs, your vehicle needs. And so get the right kind. You'll need about 2 gallons, roughly. And the mixture concentration you want is about 50-50, meaning 50% distilled water, 50% antifreeze concentrate. And that will do the job, and it'll keep you going for 3 years. And it will save you from expensive repairs, or probably save you from very expensive repairs. So you want to get the old stuff out. You don't want to mix it, as Kyle said, because different kinds of antifreeze will react with other kinds of antifreeze. And literally, I've said this so many times, I want to say it one more. You cannot trust the guy or gal behind the counter to give you advice as to what kind. Those people really don't know. They don't know. And back in the 60s and the 70s and maybe even the 80s, there was one kind of antifreeze. It was green, and all the vehicles used it. Well, that's not the case anymore. There are like 7 or 8 or 9 different kinds of antifreeze, and they're not all compatible with each other. So I use something called G05 in the Mercedes, and it's expensive. And I don't want to spend extra money, but I don't want to replace the heater core. I don't want to replace the radiator. I don't want to replace the water pump. I don't want to replace head gaskets. So you use the right stuff. And make sure you use the kind for your vehicle. Kyle, any quick comments before we go into the next item?
No, Vince, that's fine. You know, pretty much all of my vehicles are use the old green antifreeze. I don't have anything very new. And so one of the things that will save you money, if you can use the old green type antifreeze, is to buy the concentrate. The other day I was in Walmart, and they have the, I think theirs is the Supertech, or it was the blue one anyway, and they had the full-on, they had been out of this forever, but they had the full-on concentrate for $10 a gallon. And so if you mix that 50-50 with water, you now have 2 gallons for $5 a gallon. So it can save you some money if you can use, like Vin said, use the correct one. Some of them you can't do that with, but if you can use the old green stuff, buy the concentrate and mix it with distilled water, and get two gallons for practically the price of one.
Mm-hmm. Right, because there's shipping involved, and the container's the same size. If you get the 50-50 premixed, that'll save a lot of effort, right? That's ridiculous. Just get the full concentrate, and you are certainly capable of adding 50% water to 50% instant antifreeze. Kyle, here's something that I've noticed. Mercedes-Benz vehicles used to, back around 2000, 2004, 5, 6, 7, they would say the transmission is sealed for life. What that meant was you don't need to check the transmission fluid. Now, it used to be back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, there was a dipstick, and you could check the transmission fluid. You could check the color. You could check the smell. If it smelled burned, you know that your transmission was failing, and pretty soon you're going to have some serious transmission work. But you could check the transmission fluid, and you could top it off. Well, with Dexron or Ford or Mercon or whatever it happened to be for the kind of vehicle you were driving. Well, Mercedes has decided that we don't need to do that. So what they literally did was took the dipstick out of the engine compartment, and they put a cap in there with a seal tab, kind of like a tamper-proof seal. So if you want to look, you can, but you're going to break the seal, the tamper-proof seal. And Mercedes, if you ever bring your vehicle back, they'll say, you opened this thing and you looked in there, and you should never have done that. Well, that's ridiculous. So with Mercedes, you can't check the transmission fluid. So if you have a little leak and you don't know it, you can destroy your transmission. So to check the transmission fluid, you have to buy a dipstick, a universal dipstick, and you get them on eBay for like $10. And so you break this little seal, you lift off the plastic cap, you push this this universal dipstick down, and you measure the transmission fluid. And then you take the dipstick out, you put the cap back on, and you're good to go. But Mercedes doesn't want you messing with that. And Mercedes also tell you that there is, they'll say it's sealed for life, but they won't say don't change the transmission fluid or change the transmission fluid. They say bring it to the dealer, and the dealer will tell you. Well, it's like having your engine sealed for life with oil, which is ridiculous. So you know that in the good old days, you would want to change your transmission fluid every 30, 40, 50,000 miles. And there's not much that's different with the new transmissions. It's the same principle. They have clutches. The clutches wear, and the clutches put debris inside the transmission. And the transmission oil filter picks up the debris and keeps it from destroying the transmission. But what happens is, at about 150,000 miles or less, that debris plugs up the transmission oil filter. And the car won't go. And so you bring it to the dealer, and the dealer says, oh, yeah, you need a new transmission. Which is nonsense. What you need is a transmission filter replacement and the transmission fluid drain, maybe in a flush. So you're looking at, if you did it yourself, maybe $50, $60, $70, maybe $100. They would tell you that you need to trade your vehicle in because, well, you know, it's a transmission, it's a $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 job. Kyle, any comments? And by the way, we fixed a bunch of these. And all you do is put it up on the lift, pull the, there's a little drain plug on the transmission pan, you drain out the transmission fluid when it's hot, that's what we do anyway, but we have a lift, so it's a lot safer, and I don't recommend you do it when it's hot, but that's what we do, and look up how to do it, drain the transmission fluid, take the pan down, it might have 10 bolts, and clean the pan, replace the filter, and replace the fluid, and you're good to go. What do you think about that?
Well, it's absolutely, and it really irritated me the first time I saw that, where they took out a dipstick completely. To me, it's just like, how stupid do they think people are? Obviously, they think people are very stupid, and unfortunately, most of them are, you know, because they won't check anything anyway. You know, it's amazing. It took constant training and telling people over and over and over again, you know, how to check their transmission fluid, it being on level, started in park, you know, that kind of thing, forever to get people to actually, you know, I told them it's just like checking your oil. You just have to have the engine running. You know, you would explain this over and over and over to people, and they're still intimidated by it for some reason. But it used to irritate the heck out of me when I wouldn't even buy a vehicle personally that did not have a dipstick for the automatic transmission. Yeah, that's how mad it made me. I wouldn't even buy it. I mean, I know there's ways around it, but it just irritates the heck out of me.
We have a couple station wagons here at the farm, and both of them happen to be, well, actually, three of them, and they all happen to be Mercedes station wagons. And I think that Mercedes station wagons are really kind of cool. It's a bygone era. Most people wouldn't even want to have a station wagon. But, you know, you think about it, in the days of going to the supermarket and you know, curbside service, you just let them open the tailgate and throw the packages in the back, and off you go. Well, we have a 2004 Mercedes E320, so E means executive class, which really means that equals midsize. And the 320 is a 3.2 liter, so it's a V6 engine. It's a great little station wagon. 2004, they decided that you don't need no stinking oil dipstick either. So what Mercedes did was they said there's a dipstick tube for the transmission. And a cap on it that says don't touch this, don't check it. You'll break the seal if you look inside there. And then the engine oil has a dipstick tube, and it has a little handle that you can pull out. But if you pull it out, it's just a plug. So there's no dipstick attached to, you know, the handle that you would hold on to at the end of the dipstick tube. So there's no way to check the oil except when you sit in the car, you turn the key to a certain sequence, and then it'll say checking, 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 checking. No, you haven't waited long enough. Do it again. And so you have to wait until the engine settles down for 15 minutes to check the oil. But there's no way to check the oil under the hood because there's no dipstick. And although there's a dipstick tube. So what I did was when we bought this vehicle used, I changed the oil, put the right amount of oil in it, checked the engine oil level with the computerized dashboard control, and then I took two dipsticks because I bought a dipstick on eBay, but it was too short. even though it was said it fit that vehicle. So I had to cut and braise two dipsticks together to make one long enough. And what I did was I measured how full is, and I made a dipstick to fit it. Custom took two dipsticks, put them together to make one that would be right, and it was a Mercedes replacement dipstick, but I had to cut and measure and braise it together so that I have one that would work. Now I can check the oil under the hood, because I don't like the idea of not looking under the hood. Because when you look under the hood to check the oil, you can check the windshield washer fluid, you can check the belts, the battery condition, you can check all kinds of things, look for leaks, check the coolant level. Looking under the hood is a big thing. But Mercedes thinks that we're all too stupid to raise the hood. Kyle, any comments?
Oh, yeah. That's one of my soapbox issues. I just won't have, you know, and unfortunately, Vince, unfortunately, that is most people, you know. I have seen myself people that buy these newer vehicles, and they never look under the hood. They never think anything's going to go wrong. I've seen them drive into a dealership to get the dealership to put in more windshield washer fluid. And I cringe if there ever is a major depression. We as American society are going to die off by the millions. They'll be measuring it in millions just for the lackadaisical stupidity and lack of fortitude and initiative that people have been trained to live without.
Kyle, we do a lot of oil changes here at the farm for our customers. Our son has this little business. And it costs $48.80 for an oil change. That's a traditional oil change, including the oil and the filter. And initially when the customers come here, they go, what's with you guys? You know, why do we have to drop it off? Why can't we just wait? Why can't you do like 15 minutes like the other guys do? Well, because we drain the oil for hours, and while the vehicle's up on the lift, we check the tire pressure, we check the belts, we check the idlers, we check the steering suspension, we pull the fill plug on the differential, rear drive, front drive, four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, check the transfer case, check the transmission, top off all the fluids, including the windshield washer, power steering, all that. That's how long it takes. And that's what is missing today. The quick oil change is, that's it, oil change. Nothing else is even considered. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class tomorrow, Sharon and Kathy are going to be teaching a class on the basics of the pantry, how to save money. And I've been calling it the 80-20 rule. I don't think they're calling it exactly that. And what I'm saying is they're going to teach you what you need to have, the 20% for sure that you need to have in your pantry that'll cover 80% of your needs, and how to do it economically. Kathy and Sharon both are our domestic engineers, and they are exceptional at teaching and living this lifestyle. So I think you're going to be fascinated with that class. Friday, Bert is going to be with me for an hour, and I think he's going to interview me, and I'll be also teaching from the book. So Kyle's with us, and Kyle, I wanted to say to our class that we are teaching today the very basics, the fundamentals of what you need to think about in order to just do two simple things with your car to prolong the life, because I believe cars are going to be more and more expensive, more complicated, and if you got an older one, congratulations, because you're way better off with an older one than with a newer one. That being said, I have a challenge for the class, and Kyle is the perfect instructor to do this with me, and that is I believe that you can put a whole house surge protector in your house for half of your wiring in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And I'm going to tell you how to do it, and I'd love to hear Kyle's comments. Back in 1985, I was a computer jockey at a bank, and I wanted to put surge protection on all of our bank computers, and especially under the ones under my control, my department. And so I called American Power Conversion Company, APC, which I believed at the time was the best, and I still do. And I said, so what happens if I put in a surge protector in an outlet, and will it protect outlet? Will it protect equipment not plugged into it? So if I have 10 outlets on a circuit, and I plug the surge protector into the first outlet. And then the 10th outlet, will that be protected even though it's not plugged into, or the equipment's not plugged into the surge protector? Will it protect it? They said that they had never been asked that question. And they did a test, and they found out that it would protect, but 75 volts more would be let through. So if you had a surge protector rated at 330 volts, and it would clamp down at 330 or more volts, the downstream outlet that was not the downstream equipment that was not plugged into that surge protector would be protected at 405 volts, which is certainly way better than no protection. So all you have to do is go to the nearest outlet to your circuit panel, the nearest one electrically, the one that has the shortest cable feet between your breaker panel and the outlet, and plug in a surge protector. And just that's it. That's the whole job. And it will protect half of the outlets in your house, half of the ceiling fixtures and half of the outlets, because you have a split phase system. Now, if you take two of those surge protectors and you plug them into outlets that are protected by two circuit breakers, one above the other, on the same side of the panel. So you open up the door of the panel and you find two rows or two columns of circuit breakers. And you find two that control receptacles. One breaker is above the other. And you plug one surge protector into one of those circuits and the other surge protector into the other circuit. So you're separated by two circuit breakers, one above the other. Your whole house will be then protected. Kyle, any comments?
That's correct. The only thing it won't do is, so if you open up that panel and you've got, say, 20 circuit breakers, you're only going to protect those two. So you want to make sure that those two can cover your electronics.
No, actually, Kyle, here's what happens. Literally, it will protect the whole panel.
Really?
Yes, it will protect the whole panel, but not as well as a made for whole house surge protector. It will. And the idea is electricity is lazy. Kind of like me. I'm lazy. And if I can find an easier way of doing it, I would. So a surge wants to go to ground the fastest way. So if you take, let's say you have an outlet for a freezer in your garage and your circuit panel is in your garage. If that outlet has 10 feet of cable between the circuit breaker panel and the outlet, and you just plug in a circuit a surge protector in that outlet, that's the closest one to the ground. So when a surge comes into that panel, it wants to find the closest thing to a ground, and that's it. That's it. So that surge protector takes the hit. But that only protects half of your circuits because you have two sides of your electrical panel. There's like a red side and a black side. Most people don't know that because they haven't opened their surge protector, their circuit breaker panels. But the bottom line is if you find two breakers, one above the other, and they're real close to each other, they're one above the other, and the wiring is real close to the panel, it will protect the whole house. Not perfectly, but way better than doing nothing. Way better.
That's interesting, Vince. I don't think I've seen that surge protector before.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is you can use any surge protector. You can, one of these surge protectors that you've got lying around the house. Most people have them lying around the house. They're just sitting in, box somewhere in the basement or the garage and not using them. Plug it in. And it will say that there's two different. One looks like a surge protector. And the other looks like a surge protector. One is a power strip or a power tap. And the other is a surge protector. Surge protectors say surge protection on them, on the bottom. So make sure it says that. Just plug it in. And if you don't know where to plug it in closest to the circuit breaker panel. And just let it sit there. Turn it on, and it will help protect your whole house, or at least half of it. Wow, Kyle, it went fast, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Any quick comments? Yeah.
Nope, that's great. It's been great being on with you, Ben.
Hey, Kyle, thank you. Thank you so much. By the way, our podcast is in the top 14 right now, worldwide. Well done, Kyle. Thank you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs.
Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.